Acts chapter 12 tonight. It's a very familiar portion of scripture for Bible readers out there. Acts chapter 12, kind of get things started tonight. Pray for Brother Tyler's going to come and bring the word tonight. Give his family to them. I'm glad to see him back.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 12, the Bible says, now about that time, Herod, the king, stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. A large crowd was in Jerusalem at that time for these feasts. And Herod, like a politician, seeing that it pleased the Jews, so he's going to have Peter took care of, just like he did James. Watch this. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Amen.
Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Amen.
And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and smote Peter on the side, and said unto him, with this, Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said to him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. He saith unto him, cast thy garments about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. This man, thinking Brother Tyler and Brother Randall, and he's having a dream.
Mm-hmm.
When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord.
Amen.
And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Amen. When he considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together. What were they doing there? Praying.
Amen.
And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. When she knew Peter's voice, she opened up the gate for gladness. I mean, she's beside herself. She don't open the door, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate, and they said to her, thou art mad. You're crazy, woman. You're crazy, Rhoda. There's no way this Peter. I thought they was in there praying. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it's his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoned unto them with the hand, told to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison, and he said, go, shew these things unto James. That's the other James who was the leader of the church at that time. And to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Of all the places in Scripture that we have, we've done a lot of preaching and a lot of teaching in 2020, going into 2021 about prayer and about how to pray and the power that is behind prayer. Of all the places, brother, in the Bible, Acts chapter 12 is a picture, I believe, and a type of somebody in the Bible that stands in great need of prayer being placed in her life. I mean, here's Peter, Brother Randall. Here he is. He's stuck in prison, and he needs somebody to be praying for him. He's in trouble right here where he's at.
Yeah.
And what we see the church doing in verse 5, the Bible says the church is praying, brother. They're praying without ceasing. The church of the living God, the young church at that time in the book of Acts, had got together and they had a little prayer meeting there.
Amen.
Because Peter was in trouble.
Yes.
Listen, they did, but listen, when somebody in the church is having problems, and many of our churches got issues right now, sickness issues,
yes,
emotional issues, other issues, God knows all about it. It ain't the time for us to speculate about what's going on.
Amen.
It ain't the time for us to commentate about one another, about what's going on. It ain't time to be reciprocate and come together as God's people and pray. And listen, we as a church of the living God, we as people, we need to bound together and pray one for another. But this little church right here, Brother Tyler, they were there together, the Bible said in verse 5. And the prayer was made unto God without ceasing for Peter. They was having a good prayer meeting.
Amen.
These people knew God and they knew how to pray. And the Bible said they was there praying. I see a lot of good things about their prayer. We tell people, listen, when you pray for somebody, you need to pray specifically.
Right.
They're there for Peter, aren't they?
Right.
They're not there saying, Lord, save everybody.
Amen.
They're not there saying, Lord, they're calling out Peter's name before the throne room of God. And listen, they're praying exclusively, Brother Tyler, for Peter. They're praying endlessly. But they say, meeting and throwing up a 5-minute prayer.
Amen.
But they're not without ceasing praying for Peter. They're praying endlessly for this man right here.
Amen.
They're praying exclusively for him. And brother, they're all together, one mind and one accord. But they're entirely together praying for Peter. There's unity amongst God's people. Us reading this, we're thinking, this is a perfect prayer meeting. I would love to be a part of this prayer meeting. But they're there together, and they're praying exclusively, and they're praying without ceasing. They're praying endlessly, but they're praying entirely. They're all together with one mind and one accord. You say, preacher, what was the problem here? Peter goes and knocks on the door, brother, and they don't even want to let him in. He knocks on the door. They've been in there praying all night long without ceasing. You know what the problem was? They wasn't praying with expectation.
Amen.
You know what a lot of our problem is a lot of times? We may come together in one mind and one accord. We may be gathered together around one simple thing, but we really in our true hearts, we don't expect God to move like He moves. And these people were no different than we are. And they looked at the situation, and they was praying, and they said, well, God, we know You can do it. But they really ran them, wasn't expecting God to do anything. Amen. That's where this church is at right here. I mean, that's where we're at a whole lot of times in our situation. The Bible said, what's this now? The Bible said they was down there praying. And they was a praying tough and hard. But they was calling out Peter's name before the throne room of God, Tyler. And there, listen, he comes and knocks on the door. And they don't let him in. You know what I think they was doing, Brother Randall? I think they had their mind and they had their eyes. Yes, they know God to do it. Yes, they know, listen, what a God they serve. But I believe they had their mind, Tyler. I believe they had their mind on the situation, the facts of the situation. Now, brother, look what the situation that they're in, Randall. But it's Peter. And the day before, James just got his head cut, a slap off. And Herod, this is Herod Agrippa. He is an evil, a demonic, wicked man. And brother, he wants to make sure that there's nothing that's going to come and take Peter out. So they put him inside of the prison, inside of the prison. And they put 16 soldiers, Roman soldiers, guarding him there, listen, and tied him between two chains in the inner part. And no doubt, listen, I'm there myself and you are too. No doubt they said, Lord, we know You can do it. But in their flesh and in their mind they're saying, oh, the Herod the Great, Herod Agrippa is such a wicked man. He's such a powerful man. And they know what happened to James the day before. And they know the circumstance that he was in. Brother, that Herod messed up when the Bible said prayer was made. And brother, I believe they got their eyes on the facts. I believe they got their eyes on the situation. But sometimes we look out over and we say, we'll pray. But we think, Lord, this is a situation that You can't do. One is too hard. One is too impossible for God.
Amen.
No matter what it looks like.
Yeah.
Is it anybody too hard for God?
No.
You think God was going to be intimidated over Herod Agrippa? You think God was one bit intimidated on them 16 soldiers? You think God was one bit intimidated when they come in and said, you got cancer? You think God was one bit intimidated when they said, hey, you got COVID and your baby's got COVID? You think God was one bit nervous? Hey, listen, when we got people in our church, brother, I think about Paul Woody, what he went Sister Kim, these are good people. These are God people. They said, they love Peter. They love the Lord. But I believe in their mind, they said, hey, this is just too tough. This is just too much. We know this is good, God. Oh, but it's a coming. And God moved in a mighty way. The Bible said Peter was there in that prison. What do you think he was doing? He wasn't pacing around. He wasn't even made odds. Hey, brother, the Bible said that he was kept in the inner prison there, bound between two soldiers. That one of them words they used there for Peter. It's the only time that it's used there. And it means he just dwelt there in the prison. In other words, he just made himself at home right there in his situation that he was at. In other words, he just sat down there and said, Lord, if this is thy will for your will, your will for my life, I'm ready to go. But if not, it's going to be fine. Boy, I tell you what, that's the way we ought to be at it. That's the mindset we ought to have. God's got a hold of it. God ain't nervous about what's going on up in Washington, D.C. or anywhere else around. Hey, God's got all this thing under control. I promise you this one thing tonight. Hey, there's not going to be any protest. There's not going to be any riots someday when the eastern sky splits open and the King of Kings makes his way, brother. When you got a room of one, a few rocks in the mountains, a fall on Edom, for he who sits on the throne.
Amen.
We serve a big God tonight. Brother, ain't nothing he can't do. But I believe, Brother Randall, these people like us, I believe they got caught up tied in a fasting situation. Now, we'll pray, but it don't look too good.
Yeah,
right. I remember praying for people. I walked out of the room and told my wife, I said, ain't no way they're going to make it.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. You went to that. Yes, I have. I went out there and said, ain't no way that person's going to make it. And it's too bad off. But I tell you what, God moved in a mighty way. I've had my eyes too many times on the facts. But God don't work in that. He can do what he wants. He can open a door, no man. I can shut it in. He can shut a door, no man can open it. Hey, what did they say about God? Is anything too impossible for our God
tonight?
Amen. I'm going to tell you something else they're doing too. Right here. Bible said they told her she was mad. Bible says she went on the door because of what she was glad. You know what I believe a lot of times hinders us, and I put this out this week. They got too caught up in their feelings. They got their eyes for the rain on the facts. They said the fact of the situation is, it's bad. Herod's a bad man, and he's a chain between them two soldiers, and they're awful mean soldiers. And by the way, if you escape, all those soldiers are going to die later because of this. But God moved in a mighty way. There's so much preaching in this. Hey, listen, God got him up out there. The angel running past the iron gate. The angel running past those soldiers. But why didn't the angel just put his clothes on for him? You ever thought about that? Why didn't the angel say, burn thyself? Put your shoes on, put your clothes on. Brother, because the things that you have to do for ourselves, brother, God wants us to do it. Hey, but the things that's out of our hands, the things that's out of our control, we just need to go ahead and give that to God, don't we? Hey, listen, and quit worrying about his blood. And quit wringing our hands. And God can move in a mighty way.
Amen. Amen.
But I believe, watch this. I believe they got caught up in their feelings. Their feelings. I'm going to tell you right now. I wrote this down and sent it out this week. Facts, faith, and feelings. We're sitting on a fence, enjoying the day. All was well when a sudden gust of wind blew feelings off the fence. He rolled around and around, crying out about how bad things were, and was so upset.
Mm-hmm.
Facts and faith help feelings get back up on the fence. You know what the moral of the story is? You can't depend on feelings all the time. It's our faith.
Amen.
And the facts, which is upon which it rests, that gives feelings a foundation.
Amen.
To rest on. Don't let the foundation of our life be based upon feelings.
Yes. Amen.
Get grounded in the facts of God's Word. And live by faith.
Amen.
This book's right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, this book is right. This book, hey, this book's right. No matter what somebody says or somebody may say, this is God give us all we need right here. Right here in our hands tonight is the Bible. 66 books of the Bible. He says, there you go. That's my word to you. That's my promise to you. And God holds this very word the Bible said in Psalm 119. Above his very own name, brother. And in the promises of God are locked. Yea and amen. But we are so emotional. And we get caught up in our feelings so much. Peter's going to die like James. No doubt James left Jonathan behind in a widow. And no doubt they're feeling sorry for her. Meanwhile, listen, God's already dispatched an angel down there, brother. Hey, listen, to get him out of that situation that he was in. And you and I can't be guided by our feelings, brother. And you and I got to go on a faith of what God says in his book.
Yeah, amen.
Now watch this. I never thought about this before. Before they said amen, they ain't even said amen in this text right here. Peter's knocking at the door. Now listen, they ain't even said amen. They ain't closed the meeting down yet. Peter's knocking at the door. Before they ever... A lot of these churches and preachers and places, they dismiss it. It's over with. It's quit. We ain't got people sick. The church is going down long, sir. Jesus said upon this rock, I'll build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell, not the veil of
this
year. Amen. But these people are just like us a whole lot of times. Listen, they pray for something, and in their heart, rather than in their mind, they already said this thing's final. It's already final. So they were so shocked that the prayer was already answered. Well, they even said amen. God already had moved. And it's on behalf of Peter for his glory. And then it shocked them people in that little prayer meeting. Have you ever thought about this? Peter had an easier time getting out of prison than getting a little old prayer meeting. Hey, brother, listen to me. Hey, you and I need to get a hold of the promises of God. And say, God, it ain't final until you say it's final.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I believe, Tyler, that it's like us. I believe they got together and had one mind and one accord in entirety, and I believe they exclusively prayed.
Yep.
God, will you move on for Brother Peter?
Yep.
I believe they did. I believe they expressly called that. I believe they had an effectual prayer there. I really did. But I believe on the back, they really wasn't expecting God to move. And already said, this thing's fine. This thing's fine.
Yeah.
Listen to me. If God Almighty, can throw out this world, if God Almighty can throw out this solar system, this universe, with the power of his word, if he can fling out these stars right here, but there ain't nothing in our lives. There ain't nothing that God can't do, God can't move and take care of in our lives.
Amen.
You ever heard that story in Holmes County, Mississippi? Holmes County, Mississippi. There's a corner down there by the name of Dexter Hearn and an old man down there named Walter Williams. You go Google this and read it. It's amazing. Man by the name of Walter Williams, his daughter went in there to check him out one night. The old man, they called him Snowball. He's a little farmer down there in Mississippi. And he's an older man. And they went in there. He wasn't breathing. He wasn't responsive. So his daughter goes and calls the paramedics. The paramedics get to the house there in Harrod, Mississippi. And said, yeah, we ain't got a pulse. So they call the coroner. So the coroner comes out. Dexter Hearn was his name. He's a trained coroner. He's been elected official. He picked up dead bodies many, many times. That's what he done. So Dexter Hearn goes out and he examines that body. Randall, he says, yeah, your dad's dead. So his daughter went in there. Dad ain't breathing. Dad's heart ain't beating. Dad's dead. The coroner went in there, the paramedics went in there. Yeah, he's dead. The coroner loaded him up. You don't know, you're going to look at this. It's amazing. It's on CNN, it's on Fox, it's on every news network. They take old boy down to the funeral home and lay him up on the vomit table. His legs start moving. They unzip the body bag and his arm is just moving. They say, we think he's breathing a little bit. So they call the paramedics back to the funeral home. Our hours had passed. And sure enough, he wasn't dead. He was alive.
Amen.
They examined him and they said, well, what happened here? And the family didn't even know it or forgot about it, but years earlier, he had no pacemaker put in that they thought wasn't even working no more. And that thing from within inside of him kicked in and started that heart. You know, sometimes when people think the old church is dead or something's dead, they ain't no sense in praying for it.
Yes.
Listen to me. Hey, God, we take stuff and let's stand. Kick in what little bit's inside of us and revive that friend up. That man in 2 weeks and talked to his family after that. Listen, they called it a miracle that had happened right there. And I've seen God move the world of church. I've seen God move our people. And listen, and move mighty, mighty ways. And miracles, brother. That's the God we serve. And there's nothing word for God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that.
This old fellow right here in the prayer meeting, Peter, they prayed him out, didn't they? They prayed him out. That's what God's expecting you and I to do in this area we live in right now. Pray for our lost loved ones. Hey, we think it might be too gone for somebody. Listen, God can save them, buddy. God can clean them up. God can use them in a mighty way. If it be His will and way, He can do it. Amen? And we need to expect God that He can do it. We need to expect that God can do it. I'm expecting God to do big things in 2020. I'm expecting to come back any day.
Amen.
But if you don't, I'm expecting to do big things.
Amen.
In 2021. I expect us to be the war in 21. People, come on, listen to me. Hear God's word, preach it. Hey, we don't need the fluff no more, folks. We just need God's book and God's word and preach it out there, put it out there to people, and let God change lives. And God do something in their lives.
Amen. What we need.
Before we go further.